us.
CJSF 90.1 FM,
broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
คือตัวเราเองลองทางเขาวงก่อนหลบเลี่ยงเข้มขวดพบแล้วก็พลัดลัดเลาะไม่มีจบของรักของหวงที่เคยใส่สวมไม่มีที่งานศพคือบททดสอบจนตอบความจริงไม่เช่นนั้นโดนตบรู้ไหมอาจทำให้เธออาเจียนแต่ฉันนั้นจริงใจจงเป็นพยานเดินตามความจริงจังที่จันไรเธอจงที่ยานในทางที่เพลินและจงเจริญใจจงเป็นตัวเองแต่จงละเลยมันให้บันไล
Side.
All right. Well, thus begins our hour-long journey to the sounds of Bangkok. Yes, Thailand, the capital, the big city, and home to some beautiful reggae music, as you heard there, the Sri Raja Rockers. Yes, from their new album, their fifth, called Enduro, we just heard Animal. And of course, it's in the Thai language. Yeah, reggae is... it's just a part of life in the tropics, and Thais do it as good as any, I would say. No disrespect to Jamaicans. Okay, fine, they do it the best. But, you know, Thais know how to reggae. And they're just going to rock in the background here, softly, a little softer. Okay, so, yes, Bangkok, big city. I just visited there. I only had a few days. Unfortunately, there's a lot to see, and this is going to sound probably ridiculous, but it felt like a little bit like Vancouver in the year 2121. You know, it's like Vancouver of the future, as I meant to say. It's got a SkyTrain that also goes underground inexplicably. Under the rivers and such. Yeah, it's a big city. It's about anywhere between 8 and 11.5 million. Nobody knows for sure, apparently. And it's very sprawling. The metro is 17... No, oh my God, it's 17 million people in the metro area, okay. And it's big. Okay, it's the coming together of many Thai cultures, and a lot of music we're going to hear influenced, if not overtly, but yeah, you hear a lot of music from Isan, the northeast region where it meets Lao, and yeah, the folk music from that region is very very strong, and people are mixing it now in Bangkok with other things, so you'll hear that on this next band's music. Brand new band here. This band is part of the collective of based around two places that are right next to each other in Bangkok. Okay, so this region, for some reason, it felt to me like so much like the corridor on Lougheed Highway between basically Brentwood Mall and then heading east towards like Lougheed Mall, because there's this SkyTrain that runs right over the road, although it's much busier. Anyways, there's this little music venue called Studio Lamb that's been going for a little bit over a decade, and next to it is a record shop called Zoom Drama Records, and the studio there, the record store also has a little label. They release a lot of classic old Thai music. We're gonna hear some of that later as well. And anyhow, this music venue just closed down. Studio Lamb had their last shows, a concert every single night throughout January and February. They just closed their doors, and I got to see a show there. I saw Ratanakosin Breakin Crew, a band that was formed in 2019. They're mixing funk, kind of Afrobeat with Thai sounds, and you got like some gong, some Thai percussion, and flute you're going to hear in this song, very much a Thai style melody. So yeah, without telling you too much more, we're going to hear them right now. This is one of their first singles. They've only released 3 songs, an EP coming up. Yeah, just an amazing band live, and lots to come from this band, I'm sure. Ratanakosin, by the way, is an old name for the kingdom of Thailand before it became Siam and then Thailand. And yeah, here's Root Sarin by the Ratanakosin Breakin Crew on Wandering Rhythms in Bangkok.
Oh, thought and I began.
กินน้ำลายอย่านอนหงายกินน้ำค้างมาเข้ารางเข้ากายเธอน้ำแอมามให้ยาวเดือนต่างใต้ยาวรถหมายต่างใช้ค้ามาขึ้นเรือนหลังใหม่หัวกระไดสู่หูหูงงันใจละจะจีใจใจยาละจะจีคุณครูมาช่วยคุณแม่คิดมาช่วยลูกบันดาลมาช่วยฉันบันดีให้ก่อนเดินดีก็เหมือนชะนีเดินดงเดินดงอ่ะเหมือนชะนีเดินดงอ่ะชายอ่ะนานนาเอาตัวที่โยนเลยละชายอ่ะนานนาเอาตัวที่โยนเลยละชายอ่ะนานนาเอาตัวที่โยนแต่ฉันจะเอื้อนเพลงเคยฉันจะเอ่ยเพลงเก่าเพลงคิดเพลงเล่าก็อยากให้ลืมเพลงลงเพลงลงอยากให้ลืมเพลงลงเมตตาหมดตัวให้โนตูมาเป็นตอนให้เห็นมาเป็นตับก็ให้รำดับมาเป็นตอนกระดานก็ต้องอยากให้จมลงก็ตมกระตมอยากให้จมลงก็ตมใจยาทันนาเอาเธอที่ยนเลยละใจยาทันนาเอาเธอที่ยนเลยละใจยาจะน้อมมา
นุษย์ให้ดีหมดกับมนุษย์เห็นก่อนมาราดูมันเรียกอาหารมาราดมมาราดมมันเรียกอาหารมาราดมมาทำมาบุญมาส่งมาช่วยส่งช่วยจำช่วยประดิษฐ์คิดทำมาช่วยสั่งช่วยสอนช่วยพาดช่วยพันละช่วยผันช่วยผ่อนขอให้มาช่วยพูนละขอแม่คุณมาช่วยเพิ่มช่วยกกช่วยกอช่วยก่อช่วยแก้มเพลงโต๊ะให้ช่วยเต็มนักสอนตามให้ช่วยเติมช่วยเติมนักสอนตามให้ช่วยเติมมาใช้ยากนั่นนะเอาตัวสีโดนเลยละใช้ยากนั่นนะเอาตัวสีโดนเลยละใช้ยากนั่นนะอย่าได้ทิ้งอย่าได้ควงอย่าได้วางอย่าได้เว้นอย่าเหมือนหัวปีนี่เล่นให้ลูกป่วยหน่วยรีบช่วยยิบช่วยจับมาช่วยขยับช่วยขนีบอย่าให้น้ำแห่งคณะอย่าให้ตาคอยนานคอยนานอย่าให้ตาคอยนานละคอยคอยคอยคอยคอยอย่าให้ตาคอยนานคอยคอยคอยคอยคอยคอยคอยอย่าให้ตาคอยนานคอยนมถ้าปล่อยทิ้งปล่อยควงอีนางเอ้ยก็เหมือนนางกวงหัวกุดลมเดือนเก้าหัวรุดใบไม้ก็ร่วงหลงเหลงแกเชื่อฉันไม่เล่าเหมือนเม็ดสำโรงตายอ้าไม่ต้องฆ่าก็ตายเองเหมือนปลาระอึนชายยาหนาหนาเอาตัวที่โยนเอ้ยและชายยาหนาหนาเอาตัวที่โยนเอ้ยและชายยา
สวัสดีAll right. Wow. Okay. So, gotta explain a little bit about that. That's a mystery. What's going on there? That's from. Anyway, I can't tell you. Not a lot to where it came from, but it was. It was just a video somebody uploaded. I think the artist is Fong Tep Kradong Chumnan, and I think the song is Korat 83, which would imply that it was from the year 1983, that recording. And this is on this very obscure little compilation, only exists on compact disc, I believe, called The Roots of Thai Rap. And this is compiled by Kanebos, DJ. He was also a member of the first band we heard in this set called Ratanakosin Breaking Crew, if you remember that funk song with the Thai folk influences. So he works at this, I was talking about this record shop called Zung Drama, I'll say it wrong, in Bangkok. We're in Bangkok, by the way. Zud Rangma, which means like high horsepower, super intense. Where am I going with this? Anyways, yeah, he's a crate digger, basically, and he's dug up all these old songs that may or may not be like early hip-hop. You know, like, this is from 1983. Of course, hip-hop didn't begin until the late 70s. It's possible that, yeah, that they heard some very early, like, you know, Sugar Hill Gang or Grandmaster Flash. And it seems like definitely there's something going on there. In, like a rapping style, so good though. With the you heard of course amazing rhythm section, and then you heard the Thai instrument from Isan region. It's a bunch of bamboo pipes. It's like a harmonica, but it's enormous. I mean, it's hard to describe it. Basically, it looks like you are doing mouth to mouth with a giant crab of some sort when you play it. A lot of bamboo pipes, and then you close the holes to let them play, and so you can play multiple notes at the same time. Anyway, it's a great instrument, and it sounds so cool over a rockin', funky beat like that. And, yeah, I love that. I'll try to find more songs from this compilation, which exists on Discogs, but you can't find actually the playlist. So, yeah, that was just on Facebook, that video. So, moving back into the past, what we heard was a hip-hop track before that very proto-hip-hop. We heard a new 2024 record called All Mind Stories, and that was Donnie Goon and Master Bogus on the production, featuring also CJ the Essay on vocals. So they mix English and Thai very effortlessly, to the point where it's almost hard to know, for me at least, when they actually switch to a few words in English here and there, lines. The song was called Big Jeans, which are a hit these days worldwide. Everybody loves Big Jeans for the time being. Skinny Jeans, though, coming back, I'm sure. Yes, some new hip-hop. And then we started with, once again, the Ratanakosin Breakin' Crew and the song Root Sarin. They just put out their first three singles last fall, and I heard the EP, their very first album's coming out soon as well. So yeah, they're on the Zugdrangma record label. Studio Lamb, got to see them play there, very, very lucky. And the next band we're going to hear also from that crew, from that community of artists in Bangkok, mixing Northern Isan music with international styles as well. By the way, that song we heard there at the beginning of that set, Root Sarin, is influenced by Southern Isan music called Kantrum. And it's been produced by Hideki Mori, who has produced many folk and alternative artists from across Thailand. So anyways, the next band we're going to hear, this is like the house band for Studio Lamb. They played their very first show there, and they've put out, I believe, three albums at this point. They're called the Paradise Bangkok Mo Lam International Band. And I was so disappointed I couldn't get to see them. I came to their show. The show sold out in like 15 minutes. The place, Studio Lamb, you only fit like 50 people in there. It's tiny. It's like the size of your living room. So, I sadly could not. They didn't sell advance tickets, only at the door, and I was a little late. Anyhow, they're a cool band, and they feature the instrument I mentioned, the can, the bamboo mouth organ, prominently on this track. And also you'll hear the Thai lute. It's like a small guitar, three stringed typically. It's called the fin, phin. So yeah, this is basically Isan music though done with the Bangkok and big city twist. We're gonna hear Don Sawai Lam Plern by, once again, the Paradise Bangkok Mo Lam International Band. These guys are so good. Enjoy this trip as we continue our feature on Bangkok music, Wandering Rhythms Radio on 90.1 FM CJSF.